Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Baseball Justice with David Justice at the bottom of this hour, then followed by, of course, Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do so, so come correct. Before then, though, we're going to go back to the NFL.
Do want to say
huge
this.
Game. Go ahead.
3-3 now, Chris. Arizona's jumped back in the game. Couple of home runs, 3-3. We're in the third inning. And one quick note, this is why I'm not excited about the new stadium in Tampa Bay. They just, for a playoff game, Chris, 19,000? Like, that's why they're building a 30.
They don't
go.
Yeah.
That's why they're building a 32,000 seat stadium, because people won't go. I don't understand why they're convinced that they have to have a team in Tampa Bay, Florida. I just don't understand.
I don't get it. It's got to be the weather. I don't know what else could be.
But they have a dome because it rains all the time, Chris. So I don't even get it.
This is the smallest postseason crowd, Rob, since 1919.
Chris.
That's embarrassing.
And they got a new stadium coming. It doesn't even make sense,
absolutely
does it?
Absolutely embarrassing. They better build that stadium to hold about 15,000.
For like an NBA game, like a 15,000 or 16,000.
Golly. Wow.
Crazy.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get to the NFL. And, of course, huge game this weekend. Last weekend was a big game with Buffalo and Miami. And, of course, Buffalo dismantled the Dolphins. But this weekend, Dallas and San Francisco, my goodness. You got San Francisco, one of only two teams left in the entire league that's undefeated at 4-0, along with the Philadelphia Eagles. And then you've got Dallas, which is 3-1, but their three victories have been incredibly impressive. I mean, they've destroyed their opponents in the three games that they've won. They beat the Giants 40-0. They beat the Jets 30-10, lost to the Cardinals inexplicably, and then destroyed the Patriots 38-3 last weekend, Rob. And that was the worst loss of Bill Belichick's career in terms of margin. So Dallas has been impressive, and that game coming up this weekend, and it's a lot on the line. It's just a regular season game, but these are two of the top that most people feel like two of the top three teams in the NFC. And so Jerry Jones was talking about it. And look, he gave a lot of love to the 49ers. Here he is.
They are right now probably the most likely team to go in the Super Bowl. But in order for them to get there, they've got to go by us, hopefully two times, if that's the way it falls in the playoffs. And we're in the playoffs, of course. But the bottom line is that you're playing the best. You don't need the game to tell you that you're playing the best. But you need the game to show you how you stack up against the best.
That's pretty fair. That's pretty fair. I think Jerry may be, you know, throwing out some stuff, trying to maybe make the 49ers feel good about themselves, maybe lighten up a little bit. I don't think that'll happen. But, you know, he's throwing them big-time love. Oh, they're the team expected to go to the Super Bowl. You know, they're supposed to be the best, and they are. Certainly one of those teams. But I think he might be throwing a little bit of that out there, Rob. Let me ask you this, because this is a big game for both teams, obviously, right? Who do you think needs the win more, San Francisco or Dallas?
I don't think it's San Francisco, so I just have to say it's Dallas. I mean, they're 4-0. They've done what they needed to do. They're not going to win every game, and they're not going to be undefeated. So, you know, I don't think that they go into it like that. But I would say Dallas, just because they've had the bump in the road. I know they beat the Patriots. The Patriots aren't that good. You know what I mean? If they were to get steamrolled here, then you would start to question and wonder really how good they are.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's the only thing that really is to play. And if you're even if you're the 49ers and you lose to the Cowboys, not the end of the world. Like, nobody thought they were going to win every game. So, oh, my God, you lost a game. What's wrong? It wouldn't be like that. You might criticize or analyze, you know, how you lost and what happened, you know, if there were turnovers or poor play. But it wouldn't be like a defining moment for the 49ers whatsoever.
No, I think it definitely means more for the Cowboys to win. And, look, when we say this, both of these teams are going to be in the playoffs. And they're going to make nice runs, or at least they got a great chance to. So we're not saying, like, it's a must-win in terms of playoff positioning or anything like that. But, Rob, I think for the Cowboys, why it's so important is because psychologically, let's face it, San Francisco has a little something on them. San Francisco has been the team that has eliminated the Cowboys from the playoffs the last 2 years. And it's been kind of ugly the way it's ended for the Cowboys. And Dak Prescott, we all talk about his mistakes and will he show up in the big games and can he get it done? Well, he's got two touchdowns and three interceptions in those two playoff games against the 49ers.
And their offenses look bad.
Yeah, in those games, absolutely. And so I think psychologically for the Cowboys, they need to get this win so that if they face them in the playoffs, they're not thinking, man, this team has beaten us the last three times. You know, can we get it done? Or, man, this is what's happened the last 2 years in the playoffs. If they beat them, they kind of exercise those demons, so to speak, and they can feel great about themselves if they meet them in the playoffs. And so I think they need it for that. And also, Rob, if the Cowboys get beat, and I don't really expect either team to win in a blowout, but if the Cowboys get beat by the Niners, then people, and this is just outsiders, so it doesn't have to affect the Cowboys, but people are going to kind of view the rest of their season with, like, kind of a mental asterisk there. Like, okay, yeah, but can they get past the Niners in the playoffs?
That would be out there until they do it. Right.
It'll be like they could go freaking 15-2, and people will still be like, yeah, but they can't beat the Niners. You know, so that's a heavy burden to carry on yourself. And so for those reasons, Rob, I do think it's not a must win, obviously.
No, it's too early in the season. Right.
And they'll have a shot. But I do think for them psychologically, Rob, it would go a long way in helping them if they can win this game.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, I mean, they're my pick out of the NFC, Chris, to finally get so many. And I'm not like over heads over heels over it. I just think that at some point, you know, like something's going to happen for you, and the 49ers can't win all the time. And you know what I mean? Like, I just did a lot of things that I look at it. Sometimes
the Cowboys
I just,
are a good team. I mean,
they are.
You
but
know,
it's also,
they're
you know,
a very
like,
good team. There's no
like,
doubt.
I am one of these people that do believe in, like, at some point, you know, something's going to change here. All right,
except
Cowboys.
For Detroit.
Except for the Lions, right? Because I lived that for 20 years. So when they do it,
they're,
I'll give
in
them credit.
Dallas, they're saying it's been 28.
Nah, but they won before. That's the difference, is that they have won. Let me say this about the Cowboys, Chris. So they're only averaging 294 yards per game in the last two that playoff game against the 49ers.
Right.
So that's down from 381 that they averaged across the last two regular seasons. So it's a big drop-off, almost 100 yards.
Yeah, I mean, look.
As far as the 49ers being able to handle
defense,
them. Yeah.
And I think the thing is San Francisco bullies teams, and so does Philadelphia. And that's what I want to see. I want to see how the Cowboys match up with that. Because, look, the Cowboys have been run on. Heck, Arizona bullied them, which was shocking, but it happened. And so San Francisco is tough on both front lines. That defense is tough on every level. And they're going to try to beat the Cowboys up. And the Cowboys got to show that they're not just a finesse team. They're not just a speed team. But they can, you know, get down and dirty too. And so I think that's a huge element of this game coming up. And then, of course, Rob, the quarterbacks. You know, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. But, Rob, he's 10-0 now. Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong. 10-0 in the regular season in the games he started. He's 12-0, including playoff games that he started and finished. He's gone 211 passes without an interception. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. Last eight games hasn't had a pick. And remember, last year, three of those games were against three teams in the top 10 in takeaways. Seattle, Dallas, Seattle, and Philadelphia.
What are his numbers, though?
The numbers are fantastic. He's in the top 10 in everything.
What is his touchdowns, interception, and his?
5-0. Now, he doesn't have a ton of touchdowns this year, but the ratio is 5-0. He leads the league in passer rating. He's like top five in completion percentage. He's averaging 255 yards a game. Like, he's getting it done. Now, look, they got a ton around him. I'm not sitting here saying the dude is Mahomes or Josh Allen, but when you have that much around you, Rob, you know what? Can you make the throws and don't make mistakes? Right?
Well, that's the big part.
And
he's
not making the mistakes.
Don't give it away. Absolutely.
And that's the thing with Dak, everybody's wondering, you know. I don't know. Do you feel like Dak has to make some big plays in this game? I mean, you know, obviously you got to play well and make some throws. But
yeah, I mean,
is it a game where he has to carry him, or just more about him as a game manager?
Not making the big mistakes. Like that's – just play your game, but you can't cough it up. He's done that.
Like I said, three interceptions the last – Two games, right.
That's what I'm saying. So that a clean game by him, and definitely not turning the ball over. So that would be big.
All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Trevor Bauer, is he exonerated by this settlement where no one got any money? The woman who accused him of sexual battery, no one got money. Does that exonerate him? We'll talk about that next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob G, you there?
I'm always here, Chris.
Yeah, can you summarize this Trevor Bauer, the developments, I guess, that came out
today. I mean, I can try. There's a lot to break down, yeah. But sure, here we go. So yesterday, it was announced that Trevor Bauer and the woman who first accused him of sexual assault had agreed to a settlement, in which case neither side would be paying the other one. Again, remember, she sued alleging sexual assault. He countered sued for defamation. The settlement terms were such that neither side received any kind of payment. However, she did receive $300,000 through some kind of insurance claim. I'm not sure how that worked, but that's what she got out of it. Once the settlement became public, Trevor Bauer posted a video on his social media. It's about 4 minutes long, in which he shares alleged screen grabs and a video from the accuser. In his video, which is edited to be clear, but it does look like it's accurate, shares the contents of messages from the woman where she claims that he claims that she's targeting him for money. In one message, the woman says that Bauer was, quote, his next victim. Another one, that she was telling a friend, quote, what should I steal? Referencing that his net worth was $51 million. He also includes a video that is reportedly or allegedly taken from following one of their nights together, and specifically the night after she allegedly, or he allegedly sexually assaulted her. Yes.
Right. And she was in the video.
In the video.
She's laying next
to him. Yes. No, you know, no harm no done marks, in the in that video. Now, that has sparked some to obviously rush and say, hey, look, we jumped to judgment. Trevor Bauer is obviously innocent. In fact, he's the victim in all this. On the other hand, you have some people pointing out, while this one case possibly could have been a fraudulent case, there are three other women who are still accusing him of sexual assault. And these messages that you are leaking lack context, given that the investigator who first reviewed the woman at the hospital determined that the wounds that she suffered in her pelvic region were the worst she had seen in over 40 years as an investigator. So there seems to be a lot of gray area, even still following the settlement.
Yeah, that's a nice summary, Rob. You go
it
ahead.
It is. And I'm just going to say, my thing is, before you jump around and celebrate, there are three other women. Just I don't understand it. Like this is not a one isolated situation, Chris, where you could just say, okay, you know, there's these other women out there, and I wouldn't be celebrating it. It's an ugly thing. Even if she was involved in it, once people see, like, how you get down, it does change the way that they look at you, whether it was consensual or not. You know, there's an area, and that's what the Dodgers didn't want, Chris. It wasn't about picking sides. It wasn't. It's about, this is public. This is what you do for sexual pleasure or consensual or non-consensual, whatever you want to do, even if it's consensual, it's not something that we're comfortable with having someone wear the Los Angeles Dodger uniform. That's it. That has nothing to do with anything else.
I don't know who's telling the truth in this situation. But Trevor, The other three women is an issue, obviously, right? Like, let's see what happens with that.
Right.
I'm not saying he's guilty or not. I have no idea. I'm not going to accuse him.
No, I'm not either. But that
is something that does have to be fleshed out before we know what's going on. And, you know, if anybody wants to pass judgment, I think you're wise to wait and see what happens there. I did feel like from the beginning, Rob, and said it, I mean, it seemed like there was some evidence that it may have very well been consensual. And we're in a day and age where people doing all sorts of things that some people agree with, some people disagree with. And I just think the way things are in our society, I mean, I don't like what he's, if even if it was consensual, I don't like it. But our society is now do what the heck you want behind closed doors in the bedroom. If it's consensual, it's like do whatever you want. And so if she was like, if that was consensual, then let them do what they want.
But they can't. But you got to remember, she didn't go to the police. The police were called from the hospital.
Like I said, I'm just saying,
she didn't go to the police. That they called the police from the hospital.
Right. But I'm saying, I'm not trying to argue the facts because he's obviously got his, she's got hers, right? And the judge didn't, you know, the ruling was that neither one of them's getting money from the other when in a lawsuit. The ruling was that he's not getting a restraining order. You're not going to put that on him. Like, so I'm just saying that my stance is just we're letting people do whatever they want. And if these two were doing that consensually, then let them do what they want. I don't agree with it. You may not agree with it, but I don't agree with a lot of the ways these dudes are doing stuff or women are doing stuff. And so it's just, you know, where do you draw the line? If the line seems to have been drawn on whatever you do that's consensual, long as the other person's with it, do what you want. And so I it's hard to, like, we don't know all the facts. You do want to see what happens with these other three women. But, you know, it's hard, like Rob G, you said, to, you know, who knows how that video's been edited or whatever. But it's just an interesting situation that you really would like something when you see a guy's career, or at least career in Major League Baseball, ended. You really would like to see justice served, whatever the case.
Yeah, and the other thing too is the Dodgers needed him pitching wise, and just they rather give up the $23 million, Chris, and go without him. And I think it's more about they didn't have to wait for a verdict in the case. It wasn't that. There were a lot of players who weren't comfortable with him being a teammate. A lot of players turned on him when they saw the pictures and just saw, you know what I mean? Like, it had nothing to do with a verdict. And you know this in sports anyway.
The, when you the Dodgers, though, they I mean, I don't want to hear about the Dodgers' integrity. They offended a ton of Catholic people when they did that thing with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I mean, I don't want to hear them talking about family values and stuff. You offending Catholics and don't even think twice about it? Come on. They ain't getting no love from me with that. Who are they to stand up as the arbiters of what's right and wrong?
They just do what they want to do as an organization, a company,
all right,
like anybody.
But then they don't mind offending people.
Okay, but I'm just saying, it ain't just the Dodgers. He's pitching in Japan because, A, it ain't just the Dodgers. A lot of people just would rather not deal. And you got to remember, his M.O. before that, all that, Chris, was that he wasn't the greatest guy in the beginning. So that's why when things go bad, you know what I mean? Nobody wants you around. Right.
You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Of the doubt because of the way he was. If he was a good guy and he had gotten to a bad situation, people were more likely to give you a second chance. That's all.
Yeah, it's just hard. I mean, we're not coming down on sides. We're just saying it's just discussing this because it's hard when you don't know the truth. It's hard to discuss a situation like this. But you just want, you know, this is a situation, Rob, where you're just like, man, I hope the truth comes out, you know, or at least justice is served.
And he wound up getting the longest suspension in baseball history. That's how, and you know, baseball's done that with the domestic violence and different things.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Trash Talking Tuesday is now. You get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Get your takes ready and come correct. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Wow. This brings back memories, Alex. You weren't even born when this came out.
I don't even know if my dad was.
I was in college.
You remember this, Rob? Yeah, you probably were. I was in eighth grade, I think.
I thought you guys started your show here when this came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This
that's
was
what
a jam.
I remember this song because that's when we started Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you. And BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple, BetterHelp.com/iCouple. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
Hey, and if you want to try to get in, we might have an extra couple minutes, Chris, because the Justice interview was cut short.
Yep.
So jump in, 877-99 on Fox. Let's start with Dwight in Virginia. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dwight?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, love your show.
Thank you.
But this is, hey, I got to give Rob Parker, Mr. Baseball Know-It-All, I couldn't let you get away with not giving my boy Ronald Acuna no love, man. Yeah, now y'all both joke about the bases being pizza box sizes. But look,
either boy, pizza boxes or bunk beds.
Check it out, fellas. Listen, stealing 70 bases is still a great accomplishment. Even Ricky Henderson and Harold Reynolds said you still have to have the ability to have speed and coordination to steal bases. You know, 40-70, man, that's pretty good. He's gonna win the MVP. On top of that, so, man, you ain't showing my boy no love, man. I had to let you know about that, Rob. But
all right.
Good evening.
That's fair, Dwight. That's fair. No problem. I got you. Justin, in Oregon, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin? Who you trashing?
Who am I trashing? I'm going to trash the Chicago Bears organization for not firing Eberholz. But this is ridiculous.
It's pretty bad.
It's a bad scene.
Yeah, I mean, living in Oregon, we don't have a football team. I've been a Bears fan since I was a little kid. But he's 3-18. Like,
my advice, pick another team.
Who wouldn't get fired? Well, when I was a little kid, I was a first time I ever saw Walter Payton.
Oh, man.
He was awesome.
I hear you. Sweetness, no doubt about it. Well,
that's right.
We hear your pain there. Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
Chris, the pocket watcher Broussard, for saying Goodell shouldn't make $64 million. Before Goodell took over, the average team value was $733 million. During his tenure, the lowest value teams have gained over $2.5 billion in valuation, with the higher ones having gained $4 billion. So not only is he worth the money, he's actually underpaid. Any company would gladly pay a CEO $64 million for that kind of growth. Sorry, but the facts don't care about your feelings.
Hey, Chris, I know we're not supposed to say anything, but I agree with you because you could put almost anybody in that seat and they would be doing what they're
right.
doing.
Right. And we're not saying he shouldn't be
paid
handsomely. He has grown it. But, Rob, like you said, any competent businessman, I think, could grow that the NFL.
Right.
I mean, it is booming. He's had his controversies, but I think he's fine.
He didn't reinvent
the wheel. But he should be paid more than any player? Is it $64 million now?
He didn't reinvent the wheel. Let's not.
He shouldn't be higher paid than a player. I'm sorry.
I'm with you.
Not the top players, I should say.
Mitch in New Jersey, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mitch?
What's popping, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes.
I say the Clippers, three things. Signing the castle from San Antonio, there must be a reason. And you already heard the story with Primo, entertaining James Harden. We already have enough guys on low management. And three, you see how well Portland has improved their team. Why couldn't they have done that over this past offseason? Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitch. Eric in Oregon, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
Rob, Chris, I have a nut to crack with the Chicago Bears. What is Justin Get Off the Field doing out there? And the defense, along with the coaching staff, need to be taken out back and thrown in the garbage can. They lose a 21-point lead to the Denver Donkeys. I enjoy watching this team play like I enjoy having a cinder block dropped on my toes. But what do I know? I'm just a dude sitting on the couch, so I'm going to stick and stay.
America. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Nicely done, Eric.
Yes.
Nicely
Brian done. In Tennessee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Brian?
Bonjour, Monsieur Broussard et Monsieur Roberts. Comment ça va?
All right. Comment ça va? The French.
Talk about bien. No, what I want to trash is one of your affiliates here in Tennessee. Because every Monday night, between 7 Central and 8 Central, you guys aren't on the air.
Is that really? Right?
We got to check that out. I don't know if that's, we can do anything, Rob.
What they do is they play Tennessee replay. I mean, I'm not a big college fan. I'm NFL and go Dolphins. But, no, they cut you out, and I'm missing the updates for an hour on Monday Night Football.
No, I hear you, Brian. There's nothing we could do, but thanks a lot for the support.
Yeah, we appreciate the support, yes. Brother, for sure.
Aaron, in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Aaron?
I am trashing my New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. How can you be such a smart defensive head coach and lead such a lame offense? This offense has not been able to do anything since Tom Brady left, and there is no plan. Immediate plan to get any better. It's sad being a Patriots fan right now.
Look, Rob, I've said the Patriots' days of winning are over. I mean, it's going to be a long time. Rob, this happens, right? I mean, when you have a great run, at some point, it's going to fall off. And it usually, not every case, but it usually takes a while before franchise regroups.
Chris, we saw it with the San Antonio Spurs, made the playoffs for a gazillion years in a row. The Detroit Red Wings made it for like 23 years in a row, Chris, and now they're in the
Celtics.
You know, like it happens and it falls off.
The Cowboys. Cowboys used to be great. I mean, now they're good again, but they still haven't gotten to a Super Bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, it happens.
Let's squeeze in Richard in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who's your trashing, Richard?
Hey, guys. First of all, I love your show. Listen
Thank
a lot.
You.
First time calling. I want to trash the idea that there's nothing that African-American players or folks can do about the lack of minority coaches in leagues like the SEC. Here's my point. Nowadays, all of these guys are connected. They go to all these All-American games together. You look at that and you're like, you know what? How about this? How about the top 22 players coming out of high school decide, you know what? I'm not going to Tennessee. I'm not going to Kentucky. I'm not going to Alabama. I'm going to an HBA school, and those guys, those alumni that graduated from there, that got banked, put the money in the name, image, and likeness account, because all these guys, you guys know this too. It doesn't matter where you play. If you're good enough, you're going to get to the league. That's my comment.
All right. There you go.
Where Rob and I have talked about the players both college and pro level, absolutely 100% have the power.
They have the power
to change this.
Right.
And, Rob, I would say here's the one thing I would add, because he's talked about the HBCUs, which I would love that. It's not the alumni. HBCUs aren't going to be able to compete financially with the PWIs, predominantly white institutions. What you would need are a lot of professional athletes to get in those collectives and say, we're going to put this much money toward Howard University's program or whatever it might be. And then you could give good NIL deals to some of these players. Look, you see what Deion did. He was great in HBCU, Rob, and he's been great in the Pac-12 so far. And so, it could be done, but it takes commitment to do it. And that's what we have lacked. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.